Hello guys, welcome to another episode of Sports Impact with Jovan Mack. We're finally reaching one of the best parts in sports, the NBA playoffs. So the NBA regular season ended about a week ago, and last night was the end of the play-in tournament. There were a lot of shocking moments yesterday, so we can just recap those real quick. To end the Eastern Conference play-in tournament, the 10-seed Miami Heat became the first 10-seed to ever make the NBA playoffs. They beat the 8-seed Atlanta Hawks 123-114 in Atlanta. Tyler Herro had another really good game, just like he did against Chicago 2 days prior, with 30 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists. Bam Adebayo also, you know, as a big man, did his job, 17 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists. And Andrew Wiggins, you know, again, just showing his experience with a good 20 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists game. The big key to this game, though, was Davion Mitchell. Davion Mitchell off the bench had 16 points and 3 3-pointers when it really mattered most. He also dished 5 assists and did a great job guarding Trae Young throughout the game. Speaking of Trae Young, he still had a pretty good game himself. 29 points, 5 rebounds, 11 assists. And Onyeka Okongwu had a great game with 28 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 steals. The big thing with Atlanta that was just noticeable was they're really missing Jalen Johnson as their power forward. I mean, he can score, he can defend, he can rebound, he can do everything on the basketball court. And just him missing in the last few months has really tanked the Atlanta Hawks season. Zachary Wisarcher, the number one overall pick from this this NBA draft, he had a very bad game. 3 points on 1 of 11 shooting. Only got 15 minutes of play time because they just needed someone who could supply good offense for the team and also good defense. So yeah, who knows what's going to happen with the Atlanta Hawks going forward as they're now entering their offseason. They have a lot they need to fix. Is Trae Young even going to be on a roster next year? I don't know, but things are looking very interesting in the Eastern Conference. The Miami Heat, again, they shocked everyone. After the Jimmy Butler trade, they went on a double-digit game losing streak. First time in Coach Eric Spoelstra's career that's ever happened. But since then, they've gone 9-2 in the last 11 games, and who knows, they might shock the world once again. In the Western Conference, we had the Memphis Grizzlies beating the Dallas Mavericks 120-106. John Morant, Desmond Bane, and Jaren Jackson Jr. all led the way as per usual, each scoring over 20 points. The three of them combined for 68 points. Bane and Morant combined for 18 assists, with each having 9 apiece. And it was just really noticeable. Like, people were looking at Memphis a little differently because of their losing streak against Western Conference playoff teams. But they do need to remember that this team was a 2-seed for a good portion of the season. They're a 48-win team, and that's rare to see from an 8th seed. They're not going to be an easy out, and they have a good amount of playoff experience. On the Dallas Mavericks side, I feel bad for Dallas Mavericks fans. It's been a tough year for them. They went to the finals last year. They had a top 3 player in the world. They looked like they were going to be competing for finals for the next decade, but that Luka Doncic trade really changed everything. AD himself did have a good game yesterday, 40 points and 9 rebounds. Klay Thompson, as a second option, did decently. He shot just under 50% with 18 points. But, I mean, I can see, like, if Kyrie was on this team would be very dangerous, but the lack of Kyrie, was also Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford doing nothing for the team yesterday. It's just, I just genuinely feel for Mavericks fans, and I don't know, we'll see, but things aren't looking good for Nico Harrison. And so just going forward, now we're just going to go over the playoff previews of each series. We finally have some games starting today at 1 o'clock. I'm going to go from the highest seeds to the lowest seeds as far as these conferences. So in the Eastern Conference, we have the Miami Heat, the 8th seed, who just shocked 2 teams on the road, going to visit the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cleveland Cavaliers have been the best team all season. In the Eastern Conference, they started the season out 15-0. They have 4 all-star caliber players, and I think that's just gonna be too much for the Miami Heat. I don't know how I feel about the Cavs in general going down the road as far as the playoffs, but I think they're gonna handle Miami Heat pretty easily, especially with Bam Adebayo. He hasn't had the most consistent year, and even with Tyler Herro's steady improvement and Andrew Wiggins being near a good solid two-way option, I see the Cavaliers winning the series in 5 games. I can see the Heat stealing 1 road playoff game, but then the Cavaliers realizing they need to lock in, or I can just see the Miami Heat stealing 1 of their 2 home games. But overall, I don't think the series should even go to 6 games. The Miami Heat were a 10 seed before the play-in tournament, and it really, if they should win more than 1 game, I would be worried as a Cavs fan going forward. Then we have the number 2 Celtics versus the number 7 Magic. We have one of the best offenses in the league against one of the best defenses in the league. I have the Celtics winning this series in 5 games. The Magic, they're a really good defensive team, but you can't expect Cole Anthony to drop 26 points every game like he did against the Hawks a couple days ago. And in order for the Magic to push this to six games, Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner are going to have to play like they did in last year's playoffs. Franz is going to have to play like he did when Paolo was out earlier this season. But to be honest, the Celtics are way too experienced. They're way too good. I mean, you got your main, like, five, but then you also have, like, Peyton Pritchard coming off the bench, who's his favorite to win Sixth Man of the Year. Like, this series could honestly be a sweep. I'm just going to respect Magic because they have a top two defense in the NBA. Now, one of the most intriguing series for me, the number three seed New York Knicks against the number six seed Detroit Pistons. I genuinely would not be surprised if the Pistons upset this year. The Pistons are a team that won 14 games last year, and they're the first team in NBA history to triple their amount of wins the next upcoming year. And with Jalen Brunson's injury, him still coming back, who knows genuinely what could happen in this series. But I'm going to respect playoff Jalen Brunson. I mean, he averaged over 30 in the playoffs last year. Now he has Karl Anthony Towns, who's a reliable scorer, but putting up 25 points a game. They have wings like OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges. And obviously, we know Josh Hart elevates when it's needed the most. With Cade, I believe Cade will elevate in the playoffs. I mean, he's shown he's averaged 26. He's going to be a second-team or first-team All-NBA caliber player when it comes out. But I just don't trust guys like Tobias Harris. Malik Beasley, he's a really good, you know, option, but I don't know if he's going to be able to be consistent or apply what they need. And the lack of having Jaden Ivey, I just feel like they're going to need some extra scoring. And I think Ausar Thompson is possibly the key to the series. Just the way that he guards Jalen Brunson, if they do decide to put him on him, will be very key. But I see the Knicks winning the series in six games. It could go to seven. I would not be surprised. I could even see the Pistons winning the series. But I'm just going to go with experience, and I'm going to pick the Knicks. And in the last series in the Eastern Conference, the number four seed Pacers against the number five seed Indiana Bucks as rematch from last year. We know these teams do not like each other since, you know, Giannis was arguing about the game ball when he scored 60 points. The last year's in-season tournament, last year's playoffs, these two teams have not liked each other. The Pacers have been a really good offensive team as always. But I got the Bucks winning the series. Giannis gets slept on too much. This is a dude who's a top two player in the world. I know SGA is probably going to win MVP, but Giannis is the second best player in the world behind Jokic. If there's one player I could pick to go into the playoff series with, this sounds crazy, but I would choose Giannis over anyone else because of the way he impacts the floor on both sides, on offense and defense. People forget, in 2021, when he led the Bucks to the championship, he scored 50 points in that final game. That's what everyone talks about. People forget he had 5 blocks in that finals game too. I think Giannis is going to go on a crazy run this playoffs. I have the Bucks winning in six, especially with Damian Lillard coming back. Apparently, he had blood clots, and apparently it's withered away, so he might return game two or game three. Honestly, Giannis can win a game by himself. If they don't, Dame coming back, even though their fit hasn't been perfect, I can see the Bucks still winning this series. I think they're being heavily slept on. Now, on to the Western Conference. We have the number one seed Oklahoma City Thunder against the Memphis Grizzlies. I have OKC winning the series in six games. Yes, they did sweep Memphis in the regular season, but a lot of that had to do with Taylor Jenkins, Memphis Grizzlies head coach who got fired. He's not a bad coach, but he really did limit Ja Morant in a way. And even though the Grizzlies haven't been great against elite teams of late, I think they're too good to get swept. And I think they're too good to lose in five. They have a really good big three with Ja, Bane, and Jackson. And I don't know, I feel like Jaren Jackson Jr., especially in the matchup with Chet Holmgren, is going to be the key to the series because I know Ja's going to elevate. We know SGA is going to elevate. But I don't know, I'm really interested in the series. I think Jalen Wells being out for the Memphis Grizzlies is bad in their case because of that injury he suffered. But I'm not going to disrespect Memphis. I'm going to say they're going to win two games in the series. So then after that, we have the Houston Rockets, number two seed against the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors aren't any other 7 seed. Ever since Jimmy Butler's on the roster, they've only lost 8 games, but I have the Warriors winning the series in 6. This is by no means going to be an easy series. The Houston Rockets defense is no joke. Dylan Brooks, two-way player. Fred VanVleet, two-way player. Amen Thompson is on the come-up. He is one of the best defensive players in the league. And, I mean, they, you know, their way they guard isn't exactly, you know, looked at in a good way, but they did hold Steph to 3 points. Last time they played a few weeks ago. But Jimmy Butler in the playoffs is a different animal. We saw that in the play-in game. We saw that in the game even before the play-in game against the LA Clippers. Jimmy Butler is ready for the playoffs, and he's been saving his energy for the playoffs. And him and Steph, they can really go far together. And that's why I have them winning the series, especially with the fact that Jalen Green as an offensive option has not been the most consistent. I believe Shangoon is going to have his way with the Warriors' defense, but I think Draymond's going to make it hard with him, for him. But the Houston Rockets don't really have a fourth quarter go-to guy, while the Golden State Warriors have two. I think Jonathan Kuminga is going to be the key to this series. He hasn't been getting any play time in the last two games, the two most important games of our season. But Jonathan Kuminga averages the most points on our team against the Rockets, and he's going to be very key. Like, the Houston Rockets are a very athletic team. Jonathan Kuminga is the best athlete we have on our roster, so he needs to play. And that's why I just got the Warriors in six, and I have them advancing. Then we have the number 3 seed Lakers versus the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I want to pick the Timberwolves. I love Anthony Edwards. I know he elevates in the playoffs, but that number 2 option, the lack of it being there, I don't trust it. And the Lakers big 3, they're arguably the best big 3 in the league. They probably are the best big 3 in the league. Luka Doncic, a top 4 player, he elevates in the playoffs in a generational way. LeBron James, it's LeBron James, what are we doing? And Austin Reaves has become a really, really good third option, averaging over 20 points per game, sometimes even being the second best player in most games. And even though Minnesota has a deeper team and a better defensive team, and the Lakers lack as far as perimeter defenders, I do have the Lakers winning the series in 6 games. I mean, Luka Doncic beat the Timberwolves last year in their best form of them when he had Karl-Anthony Towns while injured in 5 games. And while I do think Ant will elevate, I don't trust Julius Randle in the playoffs. I don't trust Rudy Gobert in the playoffs. And Mike Conley's getting up there in age, so I really don't know. But I'm going to respect Anthony Edwards and say they're going to make it to 6 games, but unfortunately go home. And in the last game, last series, is the Denver Nuggets number 4 seed versus the number 5 seed LA Clippers. Now, this might be a shock, but I'm taking LA Clippers in 6 games. The Denver Nuggets have the best player in the world, not even close, Nikola Jokic. This is still majority of the same roster they had 2 years ago when they won the NBA championship. With that being said, losing a head coach like Michael Malone, who is arguably a top 5 coach in the NBA, is a big loss. And I do not think they could beat a team, especially a team that's been as hot as the Clippers have been, that are currently on an 8-game winning streak in a playoff series. Kawhi Leonard, the only issue with Kawhi Leonard is health. And he's been injured the majority of the season, and now he's finally healthy. Kawhi Leonard in the playoffs is one of the best elevators we've ever seen. And he's a robot. James Harden, he has been having the best year of his career since 2020. The two of them together, we saw them take down the Warriors last week, with Norman Powell even having a bad game. Ivaka Zubac has become one of the top 5 centers in the league. And he, with the pick and roll with him and James Harden, is going to give Nikola Jokic a lot of trouble. Jamal Murray, yes, he's at playoff elevator. Even if he's at his best, I still just see the Clippers winning the series. They're too deep. They're more cohesive. Tyronn Lue is one of the best coaches in the league. And the Denver Nuggets just missing their coach. That's just going to hurt them so much. So I have the Clippers winning in 6 games. And so just to recap all my predictions, I have the Cavaliers winning against the Miami Heat in 5 games. The Boston Celtics beating the Magic in 5 games. The New York Knicks beating the Pistons in 6. The Bucks upsetting the Pacers, winning in 6 games. Oklahoma City beating Memphis in 6 games. The Warriors beating the Rockets in 6 games. The Lakers beating the Wolves in 6 games. And the Clippers beating the Nuggets in 6 games. I'm realizing a lot of these are in 6 games, but it's just majority. I feel like a lot of these matchups this year are really close. I feel like there's a lot more balance in the league this year than there has been. I feel like the only two series I can definitively say are going to be won are the Cavaliers, Celtics, and maybe OKC. But I feel like all these other series are pretty 50-50, which is really exciting. So, yep, those are all my predictions. Let me know your guys' predictions. I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and I'm excited to watch these playoffs. This is Sports and Pack with Jovan Mack.